The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us on the line right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, a good friend of this program, and a member of the Basket of Deplorables, apparently. Good morning to you, Joe. How are you?
I'm just full of baskets.
Yes.
All right. So, Joe, I want to start off by talking about a memo that came out from the FBI director after our conversation last week. I mean, I look at this memo, which was to staff, defending all of the actions that he had taken in the investigation that had been done into Hillary's email server, which, as you know, led to a recommendation there not be any charges brought. And I thought when I saw this memo and I read it in its entirety is, ooh, Joe DeGeneva has gotten under this man's skin in a big way.
Well, I think what you said, here's the thing. We do our comment on Monday, and it's pretty, and I get all kinds of emails and phone calls from former FBI people who agree with me. This memo comes out on Wednesday. I urge our listeners to go online. Just put in Comey memo to employees. You'll get 55,000 copies of it. Read it. This is an attempt to explain the unexplainable. This memo is sophomoric. It has ward healer politician qualities to it. There's valley boy language in it. It's defensive. It has pajama boy qualities. This is an FBI director writing to his employees, telling them, listen to this phrase, quote, as I promised in July, we have leaned very far forward in providing transparency. Leaned very far forward. That's MSNBC. I mean, this is so goofy. He talks about the people who complain about him and says that our production of documents was unprecedented. And then he says, in the FBI report, you will recall the big report that they sent to Capitol Hill, he said that the FBI was stymied because they couldn't get documents. Well, you know why? Because they didn't use a grand jury and issue subpoenas like they should have. This memorandum, where he criticizes his critics, is such an embarrassment to everybody in federal law enforcement. People have to read this. This is scary. When a guy gets this defensive about what he's doing, that tells you one thing, that he has become L. Patrick Gray, the Watergate FBI director who threw documents over the edge of Key Bridge into the Potomac. This is almost a memo that is incomprehensible for its bizarreness. But that's where we are. And Comey thinks that people who are critical of this, and I consider myself, number one, a reasonable prosecutor, he thinks that this is nonsense, that this is baloney, as he calls it in the memo. I'm worried about the guy. I think this is bizarre.
Well, and meanwhile, if I can just add to that, you know, we learned even more from the notes that were released of this investigation about how many times Hillary Clinton couldn't remember things. I mean, they only interviewed her for 90 minutes, right?
Right.
And she had over 40 lapses of memory that she just couldn't remember. And she said it was because of her concussion. Well, now we have new information about Hillary Clinton's health. Is this something that needs to be looked at again?
Look, I don't think there's any doubt that if we had an honest Justice Department, which we do not have, politically honest Justice Department, there would be a special counsel. This would be in front of a grand jury. That's not going to happen. People shouldn't hold their breath. But one thing that should continue to happen is Comey should be continued to ask questions. Like, why didn't he use a grand jury to get documents if he couldn't get them? You wouldn't even think twice. Why did he allow one lawyer to represent four witnesses? Why did he allow Cheryl Mills, a witness subject target, to sit in on the interview of Hillary Clinton? I mean, this is exactly the kind of behavior that grand juries were designed for, the obstructionism. He He violated every single principle of federal prosecution about how you get to the truth. And then he complains that he couldn't get certain things, and he complains about all of the problems that were confronted by the investigation because he wouldn't use a grand jury.
Yeah.
I hope that the Republicans on Capitol Hill have enough strength to do what they have to do, which is hold him accountable. This is censurable. I mean, this guy has degraded the FBI into a political hack organization, and this memo is proof positive that he's not fit to be FBI director.
I want to change direction a moment. Last week we found out that they're not going to bring additional charges against Bob McDonald, former governor of Virginia.
Right.
And they said that they, based on the Supreme Court ruling that they didn't violate the law, there was no quid pro quo. And it occurred to me that was probably good news and the right outcome for Bob McDonald. But it also speaks to the Hillary Clinton investigation into what she did on behalf of donors to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had gone after Bob McDonald, they could not explain why they would not go after Hillary Clinton.
Brian,
and I'm wondering if one suggests that the case against Hillary Clinton is not going to go forward.
Brian, you hit it right on the head. There was no choice for the Justice Department but to not even contemplate a second prosecution of Bob McDonald for the very reason you gave. If they were to prosecute him, just look at the Clinton transactions. Just look at one transaction. The Erickson case where Clinton gives a speech for $750,000, Bill Clinton, and then a week later, his wife decides not to put Erickson products on the list of sanctionable things so that they can be sold all over the world. I mean, there is so much evidence of quid pro quo underscored in Peter Schweitzer's book, Clinton Cash, that this is not even close. They didn't have a choice. They couldn't possibly re-prosecute Bob McDonald, and it was because of the Clinton mishmash.
Hey, Joe DeGeneva, we spent yesterday looking back, as well we should, on the 15-year anniversary of the September 11th attacks. But what was missing in a lot of the discussions about September 11th was what occurred 4 years ago. Didn't hear much about the attacks in Benghazi. And I wonder, of course, you and your wife and partner, Victoria Tonsig, represented Greg Hicks, who was the the deputy ambassador?
He was the deputy chief of mission. He was the DCM.
Chief of mission in Tripoli. I wonder if Mr. Hicks has something to say about that.
He did. In fact, he was on Fox News this morning. He has retired after 25 years from the diplomatic service. They had squelched him while he was there. They demoted him because he told the truth about Benghazi. He's now speaking out. He's a fabulous human being. He's a great American. What happened in Benghazi is such a sickening part of the Clinton-Obama history. They let down Americans. Americans died. And for those who haven't seen it, I urge you to watch 13 Hours. It is a riveting, truthful story of what happened in those hours. And if there are people out there in the Defense Department who still today think that there was nothing to do, then I suggest that you go call up Carter Ham, who was the guy in charge of all these decisions, and ask him how he can live with himself. The people who died at Benghazi didn't have to die. No matter what the mainstream media says, and no matter what the people at the Washington Post say about Benghazi, the abdication of responsibility by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Leon Panetta and Carter Ham and everybody at the Defense Department is the greatest stain on American national security in a century.
Amen to that, Joe DeGeneva. 13 Hours, the film, and also, if I may, my interview with Dorothy Woods, the widow of Tyrone Woods, on Drive at 5. You can find that at WML.com. You can't watch and listen to either of those without being very, very angry about what happened 4 years ago last night. Thank you, Joe.
Semper Fi.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.